On the same day, the commemoration of our holy monastic father, John of Ryla. Our venerable father John, great among the ascetics, was born during the reign of the Christ-living Tsar of the Bulgarians, Peter, and the Greek Emperor Constantine, in the village of Skrina, which is near the renowned city of Sardica. His parents were Bulgarians and were pious folk. After the repose, John gave all their possessions to the poor, for he loved God from his youth. He was clothed with a monastic schema and departed from his homeland, taking nothing with him except a single leather cloak. He went up onto a lofty and remote mountain and lived a life of labor and virtue there, eating nothing but wild herbs. After a short time, robbers, incited by the devil, fell upon him by night. They beat him sorely and drove him away from that place. After John left the mountain, he settled in the wilderness of Ryla, where he took up his abode in the hollow of a tree. He passed his days in fasting and weeping and unceasing prayer to God. He lived in that place for 60 years, eating nothing but herbs. During that time, he saw the face of no man, but only wild beasts. God beheld his patience, and he made peas grow there, which the Blessed One ate for many years. Finally, the saint was discovered by shepherds, who told others of him. People began to come to him, bringing their sick, who received healing through his holy prayers. The fame of the godly one was spread throughout all that land, and many came to live with him, wishing to emulate his life of virtue. They built a church in a nearby cave and founded a monastery, of which John became the abbot and shepherd. He guided his flock well, led many unto the Lord, and worked numerous miracles. When he had reached deep old age, he met his end in peace and reposed in the blessedness which is eternal. Saint John was buried by his disciples, and after some time he appeared to them and told them to take his relics to the city of Sardica, where, when they opened his grave, they found that the remains of the venerable one were whole and incorrupt, and that they gave forth a sweet fragrance. Amazed by this, they glorified God. They reverentially bore the saint's remains to Sardica and placed them in the church of Saint Luke. Later, a very beautiful church was built dedicated to Saint John, and when the relics of the godly one were enshrined there, they worked wondrous and most glorious healings. Many years later, the prince of the Hungarians attacked the Greeks with a great army, overrunning all their lands. When he took the city of Sardica, he removed the relics of the godly one and the coffin in which he lay, for he had heard of the saint's miracles. He commanded that the coffin be borne with honor to his country and placed in a church in the city of Ostrogom. Though the Archbishop of Ostrogom had heard that the venerable John of Ryla was great before God and renowned for his miracles in every land, he did not believe in him. He said, "No mention is made of him in the ancient writings, and I have no faith in him," and he did not wish to bow down before the saint. Because he said this, his tongue was suddenly bound. He knew that it was because he had blasphemed against the godly one that he was struck dumb, and so he hastened unto John's sepulchre and kissed his relics, asking forgiveness. God's servant Saint John quickly hearkened unto the archbishop. In that very hour the archbishop's tongue was loosed, and he could speak once again. After he had been healed, the archbishop confessed with tears his transgression before the saint in the presence of all. Saint John worked so many other glorious miracles and healings in the land of Hungary that the prince of that land was stricken with fear. He adorned the coffin of the venerable one with silver and gold, and after kissing his relics, he returned them in great honor to Sardica. Thus the relics of the saint were again placed in the holy church in the year 1097. Some time thereafter it pleased God to raise up once more the kingdom of Bulgaria, which had been subjugated by the Greeks. This was brought to pass by the Christ-loving Tsar John Asen, who from the very beginning of his reign began to restore to Bulgarian rule cities that had been conquered by the Greeks. After taking them, he strengthened their defenses. Then his armies went forth and subdued the lands adjacent, capturing many more cities. When they came to Sardica, they took it as well. There the Tsar beheld the remains of the holy and venerable John of Ryla, of whom he had heard report. He venerated his sacred sepulchre and kissed the most precious relics, and then commanded the Patriarch Basil to translate them to the royal city of Ternovo. There were placed in the church of that city, dedicated to the saint, unto the glory of God, who is one in Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to him be glory and honor from us unto the angels. Amen. On this same day we commemorate the holy Hieromartyr Sadoc, Bishop of Persia, and those with him. The account of his passion is to be found under the 20th of February. Amen.